Hey, here's today's No Sweat News. We're running late, so we're just going to jump right in because Ratfest tickets are up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Dateline, Minnesota for story number one. A school bus driver just got busted for looking up Yo Mama jokes on her phone while she was driving the school bus.
Yo Mama?
Yo Mama's so fat.
Yo Mama's so fat when she skips a meal, the stock market drops. Oh, I love Yo Mama jokes.
You can go on forever, right?
Yo Mama's so fat when she fell, I didn't laugh, but the sidewalk cracked up.
See?
I love it.
You gotta look up the Yo Mama jokes. Just the timing of this was the issue.
Right.
Because she was actually driving behind the wheel with the school bus and the kids in back. And the the thing that got her busted was that she called up one of the kids to get on the bus's loudspeaker system to tell the jokes to everybody on. That is what made the gossip chamber rattle. And it got the superintendents to look at the video from her school bus. They saw the kids running all around, acting all crazy. She was driving up on sidewalks and stuff to get to school on time.
See, that's a shame, because she actually seemed like a fun person.
Yeah, it was the Yo Mama joke and bringing the kid up to tell him up on the microphone that got her busted.
Yo Mama's so poor, the ducks throw bread at her.
See? I love them.
Oh, God, I love them.
Now, you can't do wrong with the Yo Mama joke. Dateline South Africa. We rarely get anything from South Africa. Brightman Mithiane, who goes by VJ, recently got himself a new girlfriend. The 25-year-old said, "Oh, I got a new girlfriend. I'm going to put her to a test."
All right.
So he invited her over his place for the very first time, and the test would be he messed up his place to see if she would immediately clean up for him. He was testing her out for wife material, you see, Dave.
Ah, a little test.
But afterwards, he tweeted a picture of his messy apartment. Quote, "I was extremely disappointed, to be honest. She left without even washing the dishes, let alone some cleaning. I thought this one was actually wife material."
Yeah, I this sounds more like a bad reflection on the guy.
Guess who doesn't have a girlfriend anymore?
The guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, not sure you want to go that route.
Somebody shared the tweet with her, and she said, "See you later."
Yeah.
So this gentleman will never be able to test out the theory that I represent to you in story number three, a Dateline Science. According to science and a new study out of Scotland, if you would like your woman to reach the golden arches when lovemaking,
I could certainly use all the advice you can give.
Tell her to blow her nose before you two begin your boudoir session.
Her nose. I want to make that clear because I heard the word blow. Nose.
Right.
Blow her nose.
According to the study, when a woman blows her nose before lovemaking, she is 600% more likely to reach the golden arches, as it were.
This is staggering.
600%.
I'm going to invest in Kleenexes
even more
for the next 20 years.
There you go.
Be buying tissues all over the place.
The theory is smells, apparently, are a big part of the emotional response to her reaching those big double arches.
Smells are.
I don't know.
All right, so I'm going to put tissues by the bed, and I'm going to take a shower for a change.
A shower would help, Dave.
Sure.
And maybe a breath mint.
Okay.
Just saying.
I know.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for the quiz for Ratfest tickets.